2CC Richard Perno podcast.
Luke Smith, specialist advisor in Envision Financial, envisionfinancial.com.au. Call them 6260-4749. Better still, you can have your money woes solved a little bit today. Something a little bit different, something very heavily underutilized. And you can call Luke now, 6255-1206. Now, when you told me online that we're going to talk about this, I thought, hang on, I haven't heard this. Super splitting.
Super splitting.
Unused.
Look, we've had some fantastic results with this over the last couple of months, and it's not for everybody, and there are some sort of niche areas that it really, really has some value in, but I think very, very underutilised, really, because people just don't know.
Is this like embryo splitting?
I don't know if it's the... We're not talking brain surgery here, it's...
But it is underutilised.
Oh, massively. Yeah, look, I think this is one of the key big planning strategies for certain groups or certain couples... that they can really make a difference in the way that they plan their retirement. And we've seen just in the last couple of weeks, we brought one guy's retirement forward by 6 years.
Gee.
Just by thinking ahead of what could happen down the road and looking at that difference. Now, I've got to say it at the moment. You've got to marry well to make the most of this.
Right.
Okay, so the biggest advantages are, obviously, we're talking about splitting super, my super to your super. And there are certain rules we need to be mindful of. But in saying that, if you can take a portion of your accumulated super each year and pass it to your spouse...
Who may not have super.
May not have super or may have their own super and be accumulating and working and doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say I've married very well, darling, if you're out there. But let's say that somebody else has married well and there's 10 to 15 years between you and your spouse.
Right.
Now, if I'm 40 and my wife is 55... She's going to get to retirement age before
sure,
I am.
Sure, that's it.
So why don't we shovel over all of our accumulated super each year to her and bring forward when we could get hold of the money? Because if I'm 40 and I've got to get to 60 and she's 55, she's 5 years away.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years away. For me, it's a lay down.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and why do you think, Luke Smith, it is underutilised?
I think majority of the time I explain this strategy to people and they look at me like I've
fallen off
lost
tree.
My mind.
Yeah.
You know. So I think it is really underutilised because people don't understand the power of this or they find out too late.
Mm.
And there's nothing more frustrating. I say it every week. Someone comes in, sits down at 62 and their wife's 50 and I go, tell me you've been splitting your super for the last 5 or 10 years. And they go,
what's that?
Can you do that?
Yeah. Well, that's it. You don't know what you don't know, as you said. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not putting a flag anywhere
new. How did you find about this? Is it just part of your web?
It's just, you know, it's just electricians know how to wire cables and plumbers know how to, you know, unblock toilets. I can try and work out how to, you know, get you closer to retirement a little bit sooner.
So, Luke Smith, in real simple terms, because I'm a simple man,
yep.
You move super from one spouse to another.
Correct. That's right. So what you're doing is, at the end of the financial year, you're splitting a certain type of contribution.
End of the financial year.
It's generally best done at the end of the financial year when you know what you've put in. You can then write to your respective fund and say, look, I'd like to pass a portion, and there are certain rules you need to obviously adhere to. You can't just... go hell for leather and move it all, and we'll come to that in a little bit. But you go to your fund and say, look, I'd like to pass X amount of my super to my loving spouse. And you fill out the paperwork, and over it goes. And if you have that benefit of marrying well and having a number of years between the two of you, you can move your super from 40 to 55. You've just brought forward 15 years of access. Now, you need to plan. This is what we say to people every week. Think why. Start with why.
On a question like that, many have more than one super fund, yes?
Oh, exactly right.
Could you offload one of those super funds in toto to your partner?
No, because there's a certain threshold that you can move each year. And as we spoke about in other shows, there's a maximum amount of money that can go into super under a concessional contribution or a deductible contribution, which includes... salary sacrifice that we've spoke about in the past, as well as your superannuation guarantee payments, which is the 9.5% that your employer is putting in for you. So you can only split that part. So, for example, let's say I threw $25,000 in a super, and this time of year is a very good time to be thinking about splitting super, okay? Because you can write to your fund and say, look, I put 25 in. We've got to pay 15% contributions tax. That's the law. That leaves us with $21,250 after tax.
Mm.
That I could pass to my wife. Yeah. Now, you do that 4 or 5 years in a row.
That's it, yeah.
There's 100,000 large you could get out tax-free at 60.
Yeah.
You could pay off a house. You could pay for kids' school fees. You could buy yourself a Ferrari. Yeah. You could have a party and, you know,
just
light it all up.
Just by splitting your super.
Just by being proactive, yeah, getting some advice and taking small steps over a number of years, you can bring forward, effectively, you can bring forward your own retirement.
How much can you take? What percentage of the super that you may have?
So you can only split your concessional contributions,
oh, okay,
and the maximum amount that can go into super under the recent changes in the legislation is $25,000 per person per year.
All right. What have you got to be aware of?
Obviously that. You can't move at all.
Okay.
So that's step number one. Two, you have to have an eligible spouse. Okay, so you need to be married,
okay,
living in a domestic relationship.
So you can't be a partner to someone in a de facto relationship.
Yeah, yes, where you could prove that you're living
you've
in a
domicile.
You've been
there for 20 years together.
Yeah, correct.
Together.
That's right.
Okay.
You don't have to be legally married.
Right.
You need to be able to prove that you're living in a marriage-like environment.
And does it differ between the ACT and New South Wales?
No, straight white.
Oh, okay.
Straight white. So people need to be mindful of that. You also need to check and see if your fund allows it. It's not a mandatory thing. Some funds, majority of funds will allow it, but you need to check. It's not an automatic rite of passage. You obviously need to check and see if your fund will allow it. Defined benefit schemes.
Okay.
Going to miss out here. Okay, so those out there in CSS and PSS, great fund, lovely calculations, everybody's a member for life. That's where everybody stays in the government. Not available.
Okay.
Because obviously they don't have any money, so they can't split that. So it's for personal superannuation funds, self-managed superannuation funds, and any other normal accumulation-based fund.
All right. Get advice, as we always say, don't we, Luke Smith?
Oh, look.
Always get advice on this.
Kills
sort
me
of stuff.
When people find out too late.
Yeah.
I would say we had a situation just Monday last week. There was 5 years. It was 5 years difference.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said, well, once I get there, I can retire and I'm out because my wife can draw out enough to cover the wages I would have had for that period of time. So my retirement is now not 50 or 55. It's now 50. So...
Okay.
5 years is a long time when we spend a lot of time sitting in an office doing a job we may or may not like. So
that's it too.
If we can bring forward that and take advantage of tax-free super from 60 for one of the members of a partnership or family unit, huge benefit.
What about the other benefits in your super, like the life insurances and that? Does that have an impact on it?
Yeah, it doesn't have an impact on it, but it's a great way, again, to be able to fund insurance that you maybe don't want to pay for yourself.
Mm.
So rather than fund it with after-tax wages, why not split some super over and then use that to pay for your partner's insurance so you can focus on paying kids' school fees, paying down the mortgage, building up assets outside of super, or maximising your contributions in. So that's another really good way of using that strategy to fund things that could save you in relation to your personal cash flow costs.
All right, you've got several policies, as I mentioned, your superannuation policies. Can you split several of those?
Yeah, provided you can split whatever you want.
Right.
But obviously the maximum that you're going to be able to move in the financial year after a contribution's been made is 85% of 25 grand.
Okay. Now, what about the documentation? Is this a legal procedure?
It's not a legal procedure. However, you need to make sure that you've submitted the paperwork to the fund. You need to make sure that you have the receiving funds details. You need to make sure that you don't split more than 85% of your concessional or deductible, same thing, contributions. So you need to make sure you line your ducks up.
All right.
But generally, it's best done in the 12 months after the end of the financial year.
So as you said, now's a good time.
Now's a good time because people are getting in, they're doing their tax returns, they've made the most of getting up to their $25,000 that we've spoken about in prior shows. But now it's a case of saying, right, okay, I've married well, my wife's this age, my husband's this age, can we start to move some over? Because over time, this is a bit like a snowball. It sort of pushes off the top at $21,250, and then next year, and next year, and next year, before you know it, you've moved several hundred thousand dollars.
Mm.
You've still benefited from maximum tax deduction, so it's helping your tax planning, but then you're actually helping the next phase of really, so it's like putting salary sacrifice on steroids and saying, right, I'll max out my $25,000, I'll manage the tax that I'm incurring on my wages, and then I'm going to move it into my wife's name, and that'll bring forward my ability to get hold of it 5, 10, 15.
Yeah.
You know, if you're marrying 20 years older than yourself, you're right.
You're done.
She's going to need the money.
Paradise. You can only split how much percentage of the contribution allowed?
85% of the deductible or concessional contribution.
Okay.
I note here, you cannot split your non-concessional contributions. So a couple of weeks ago we spoke about that $100,000 limit that you can put in and not claim a deduction. You can't split that type of contribution. It's only the deductible or concessional contributions that you can move from one fund to another.
Yeah, Luke Smith, this is something you may not have heard about. You're hearing about it now. Specialist advisor in Envisage Financial and visionfinancial.com.au. It's a very fascinating subject, this isn't it? Superannuation splitting.
On a Friday afternoon, there's nothing I'd rather be doing.
Really?
Really.
Really.
Especially with the weather out there.
And this is applicable for anyone who's in a partnership or a relationship.
Spouse. Got to be a spouse.
Okay.
So, as I say, you've got to make sure you meet the definition of a spouse, so you're in a domestic relationship.
Right.
You know, you're a qualifying spouse. You're legally married, registered relationship, living on a domestic de facto basis. And
for 25 years or something,
well,
there it goes.
No, if you...
When can you start doing the super splitting?
Anytime. There's no...
But there you've got to be together for 20 years or something, have you?
Look, you can get married. As long as you can... I could split money to my wife.
Right.
You know what I mean? She's going to take it anyway, so...
Don't say that, Luke. How does it impact clients' big picture when you're planning?
Look, well, this is really good, because when you start to then tie this into some bigger strategies is, if we're going to start to draw an income stream from pension, that can be a good way to bolster up the amount of tax-free income that could be taken in a short period of time from one side to the other. It's a good way to be able to pay off debt. So if you're maxing out your contributions to $25,000, including your superannuation guarantee payments, and you split that to your wife and she's older than you, then if she was to retire first and she's over the age of 60, the money could come out tax-free, and you've paid 15% tax on money that could be extinguishing debts on mortgages, school fees, investment properties, accumulating assets in a family trust. So that's a really good way to try and get access to something and control it. From an income perspective, obviously, if you put a pension hat on your super, all the earnings are tax-free. So if you can increase the amount of money that comes in there, it's really good. Also for equalisation. So if you've got one spouse that's worked and you've got, say, for example, your partner stayed home, looked after the kids, and she doesn't have much super, great way to transfer it over. You don't have to have worked to be able to receive it. So if my wife had never worked, provided that she meets certain thresholds, like she's under preservation age, which is 65, and she's between preservation age, say 55 and 65, and hasn't permanently retired from the workforce, she could receive super splitting from me.
Yeah.
That's no problems at all. And a big one for the government workers out there that have defined benefit pensions is, it's a good way to help manage the transfer balance cap. Now, the transfer balance cap we touched on a few weeks ago, where $1.6 million is the most you can have in super and take tax-free pension money out. Now, if you've got a defined benefit from CSS, PSS, DFRDB or MSBS, and your pension is multiplied by a factor of 16, that number soaks up part of your 1.6. So if you were to take your pension and then continue working and contract like a lot do, you'd want to be trying to split your super over to your wife so that you can take the advantage of two transfer balance caps, not one.
Luke Smith, I'm thinking, maybe your wife's taken a sabbatical, you've had kids and she's left the workforce.
Yep.
That means you could make up the difference or shortfall in her super yours, couldn't you?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And, you know, there's other ways to make the most of that, because there's legislation being passed recently where people that are returning to the workforce can actually catch up their concessional contributions, where, say, you have returned from being a mum or a dad and you've been full-time at home. You can make larger contributions in multiple financial years to try and add to your super, and super splitting can be part of that strategy.
Yeah, okay.
So it's great for estate equalisation, and that new legislation on transfer balance caps is good, because your big pensions, you get a $100,000 pension out of the government, you're at your transfer balance cap right off the bat.
Okay, you split, what happens? What happens if you break up?
Ring a good family lawyer.
Okay, yeah. But you've already passed the money over.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's downside to splitting, and I think again, I'm not a lawyer, but if you rang a good family lawyer, they'd look at your position between the two of you in totality and say, okay, let's come to an equitable, you know, arrangement. Yeah. And if you've been feeding up one side of the superannuation, a good lawyer will try and make sure there's an equitable balance there. Yeah.
But Luke, you've always said, and you know, you can contact Envision as well to get advice on these things.
If it's different waters you're riding through. You know, right? and a good accountant is on this. We get a lot of referrals from good accountants where, you know, they're cognizant of this and they're sort of piecing together trusts and super funds and self-managed super funds. And, you know, we do a lot of work with the team at RSM, the lads at Hardwick. You know, they run a really tight operation as well. So they're the sorts of people, if you're not getting this feedback from your accountant when you're going in to get your tax return done, these sorts of things are really recognised by good accountants, and they end up in my office saying, right, you know, Billy, Johnny, you know, Reese, Andrew, they've raised this. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, okay. We're talking about superannuation splitting. We're sharing the load. Get your paperwork right, as always.
Oh, look, very much so. Yeah, there are, you know, there's a process to follow. You need to submit the paperwork. You need to get it to your fund. And you need to make sure that your fund allows it.
Some funds don't.
That's right. It's not an automatic thing. Wow. So funds don't have to offer it. Some funds will charge you for it. Some won't. So, again, this is where it comes back to look at what you've got and look at what you're missing out on. Because if you're looking at just the cost of something, and that's your measure of comparison.
Yeah.
These sorts of things don't come up in a cost analysis. But from an opportunity standpoint, the cost to you could be significant.
Yeah.
If you could get access to $100,000 5 years sooner than you could, and you're in a cheap fund and it doesn't allow this, you should
think
be splitting
that.
And it's out of that fund.
Yeah, straight away.
Exactly right.
And it doesn't impact, and it can impact positively on what other services your super is providing you at that time, including insurances.
Exactly right. And, if, you know, especially if you've got insurance from multiple funds, passing money to funds to keep insurance in place if you may not be able to get it because medically you're uninsurable, a good way to try and control those costs, to buy assets. Say the fund you're in doesn't allow you to buy equities. It doesn't allow you to buy ETFs. It doesn't allow you to buy a certain sort of asset. Splitting over to another fund could open up new investment opportunities, but also then help to manage costs. If you combine things, generally, on a weight of numbers, the cost comes down. So the way this can come out and the tentacles that this thing can have from a bigger planning perspective, when you compound things on a year-by-year basis, massive.
Split it.
Yep.
And then can you split it again once your super starts being topped up again?
Oh, you can send it anywhere you want. You can send it back. You can receive it and send it back.
Right. So because when you've taken some out and you've given it to your spouse, your super's going to keep going, isn't it, if you're
full-time work? So it's again, part of a broader cash flow planning strategy and an asset accumulation strategy. Mm-hmm. Some years you might max out your contributions to $25,000. Some years you may not. So it's not an all-or-nothing thing. You can do it 1 year, not the next. Do it the next year, not the next. So it's really flexible, and it's about saying, okay, we're getting towards retirement. How are we going to try and get the income streams we want? And if you've married well, or you have partnered well, and there's a significant difference in age.
Advantage is incredible, aren't they?
Fantastic.
And you can take from that super only 85% concession.
That's right. 85% of your concessional contributions can be split because the ScoMo will want his 15% even though he's got his new job.
Yeah, well, he's overseas at the moment. We're paid for that as well.
So there we go.
Acronym of the week is, now you're going to have to explain this one, accrued benefit multiple.
Yes, that's That's one for the PSS members out there.
Okay.
Accrued benefit multiple. It's the factor that's used to measure the rate of contribution in the government fund. Okay, so if you're a member of the PSS and you make a 10% contribution, your accrued benefit multiple for that year is 0.31. You make a 5% contribution, it's 0.21. And then you add up all those 0.31s and 0.21s, and that's how they calculate the final benefit that you're entitled to when you look to retire.
There it is. You got me. Accrued benefit multiple. Consult good experts. You can call the crew at Envision Financial on 6260-4749. If you haven't thought about superannuation splitting, now's the time because, as Luke, as you said, this is a good time of year to do it. Financially, you're behind you. You've got a whole year ahead of yourself.
Oh, look, it is. And I think it just dovetails really well in with the course that we're finalising at the moment because – if you don't know these things, come along, yeah. 6 weeks. This is the sort of stuff we're going to be throwing up. We're going to get you thinking about things you may not know about, and then you can go home and tweak and polish and fine-tune your planning.
Yeah.
And take advantage of these things, because I say every week, nothing frustrates me more than people finding out too late.
Yeah. Do it now.
Because you can only find so much on Google.
There you can too. envisionfinancial.com.au/events. That's coming up, and you can call the team at Envision on 6260 4749. Super splitting.
Love it.